Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And this isn't going to be just a 15-minute teaser. This is going to be the whole effing show. When I say whole effing show, effing means fucking, because we can say whatever the fuck we want to. This is a bar, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we do a counter for how many F-words he drops today?
Well, yeah, you guys should.
Should we start a swear jar?
Ooh, if we start a swear jar, I'm going to have to start dipping into the old 401k.
If you drop over 50 F-bombs, we're going to shave your beard.
Whoa. Yeah. Then I'm going to be like a saint, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to be like a saint. If he doesn't
if I don't do it, fuck, I can do whatever the fuck I want, say whatever the fuck I want, whatever the fuck I want.
We're shaving a beard today.
No, not going to do it. That's as many effort as I can give you to this old boy.
I think you're up to like six or seven now.
So for you that are sitting at home or on your
tell
way to work,
we are.
This is Liquor Luke here with old Brocky Balboa and Mr. Mike Sticka, the proprietor of the I Don't Know Bar.
Owner-operator
of the I Don't Know Bar. We are located directly in South Park. As you come over the hill and come into this wonderful, majestic city here, you're going to find I Don't Know Bar right next to the bank. Makes sense.
Right off I-94.
Right off I-94, yeah. So I'm Liquor Luke, like I said before, and this is our little piece of heaven right here. This is where we get with our friends and we bullshit about anything that's on our minds. And today just so happens to be directly after the Mayweather-McGregor fight. I mean, it's been a few days, time to sit back, you know, digest everything
you didn't
that
watch
happened.
The fight, did you?
I didn't watch it, but now that you guys have had some time to digest.
Sally, did you see the fight? Did you see it?
Yes, I watched the fight.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was bullshit.
What part of it was bullshit to you?
I thought they called it too early.
I was waiting for a knockdown myself too.
Yeah. Should have let him go.
But you agreed that it was a good fight. It was entertaining at least.
5th through 10th round was definitely.
Oh, maybe they're knocking shit out of those last five rounds.
See, now
the first four was McGregor.
McGregor pushed the pace. Yep.
I think you should have let him go. He's taking inverse ass beatings. In the octagon and came back and won.
We had a big party on Saturday at my place. Mike was there. It was IDK South for one night only.
It was a great party.
40 people outside and it was ridiculous, over the top.
Didn't you have it over a projector? Didn't you guys make a makeshift projector?
We put a projector on the side of my trailer and it was crazy.
We had the bowl system hooked up. The neighbors heard us up three blocks away.
Four blocks away.
Yeah.
40 people
down by the church.
Cook some burgers, cook some brats.
It was pretty wild. And then we had, like, your brothers, so we had all walks and races and genders and creeds
there. Yeah, it was great.
It was a good time.
So it was a good get-together.
But we had a lot of... It was fun. I'll give him this. Floyd Mayweather actually punched this fight, which was entertaining. The Pacquiao fight, he just stands for 12 rounds. This was actually... He pushed his pace, and it was fun to watch.
You know, what's really weird to me is the most coverage I got out of the fight was a meme that somebody sent me of these two cats... Just playing like patty cake, basically. One was booping the other one on the nose.
This one was
booping him on the nose.
It was a good fight.
Yeah,
you spend $100, you got to see a fight.
Hey, paid $0.
$0.
Yeah, I watched it on F Movies.
Ooh, easy now. You're in trouble with the FBI.
Yeah,
come on.
F Movies, they're...
Fuck Movies.
Yeah. Fuck Movies. Isn't that Pornhub? What are you talking about?
Oh, hey, it says there, Ekalaka Bump and Run. That's a shirt to the gentleman who's sitting here. Hey, Steven, you were talking. That was, for all that you don't know, our buddy Sally's on here with me and Brock. And what was your name again? Your first name? Travis? So we got Travis and Sally here. Travis actually has a shirt on, and old... Sally here is from Ekalaka. Pretty proud that some random person's wearing
Ekalaka Eagles, right?
Yeah. Is that how it is?
No, I don't know.
Ekalaka Fighting Bulls.
Carter County Bulldogs.
Carter County?
Carter
County Bulldogs. Wow.
They do some drinking over there in Carter County.
Isn't Ekalaka down by Baker?
Yep, just south of there.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, I'm Bowman. I know where Ekalaka is.
Yeah. Never been there.
Town of 30?
But nobody wears Ekalaka t-shirts.
Ekalaka is in the middle of nowhere. You have to drive like 50 miles from anywhere to get there.
Yeah.
And the roads is straight.
Country roads. Ekalaka. Yeah. No service.
Yeah. I've never been there. I haven't even pissed there.
Yeah, I just got the shirt from somebody else. They're like, fuck this shirt.
What an arm wrestling. What an arm wrestling contest in Baker.
Hey, that's kind of how it was.
He's like, you don't fit me. Texting service in 2013, so they're really coming up now.
Wow, that's impressive.
I tell you what, it's nice to hear.
Mid-Rivers Communications down there. Yeah.
It's good to hear about small towns.
Smile, that's great.
It's good to hear about small towns. We love small towns. You know?
We love them.
You know, I grew up, right next to the Carrington area. Yeah. I love how everyone knows Carrington and Valley City and whatnot. They don't know where I'm from, and I'm not even going to mention it just because that place, Glenfield, North Dakota. Yeah, good stuff, good times, good bars. It's a small enough town where there's two rival bars there.
More and bars than churches.
Yep, more it's bars than churches. And I don't know, what would you do if a fucking rival bar just propped up right next door to you? How would you feel about that? Because that's a thing that happened in Glenfield.
He'd probably laugh. Party with them.
I'm not even shitting you, Mike. Way back in the day, back in the 50s or 60s, I can't, somebody will probably tell me that hears this from back home. They'll be like, it was 1958. But I don't know when the fuck it was. But this one bar decided that, we're going to be the only bar in town.
Yeah.
That went well for years.
Yeah.
Then they pissed off one patron, and that guy was like, you know what? Fuck you guys. You're not going to kick me out of this bar. I'm going to make my own bar, and it's going to be right down the street from you, right next to the post office. You know what they told him? Good luck with that. We'll see how that fucking goes.
Ooh.
So this guy goes over to Carrington, North Dakota, buys a bar, moves the whole fucking thing.
Really?
In like the 50s or 60s, which couldn't have been cheap at the time, and set it exactly where he said he was going to set it. And it was there for years and years and years, and then finally got ran out of business by the other bar. Would you do that same thing?
We got a guest joining us, Phillip.
Yeah, we just got
a guest. We got Drew coming in. It was last week's in town. Yeah,
Drew Millett just showed up. And grab a chair. Grab a chair. Pull her on up.
Grab a stool. Grab a stool. Grab a stool over there.
Grab
a stool. We got the old school shirts coming out.
Fuck yeah. What do you got rocking there?
Rugrats.
Nickelodeon?
Yeah. Rugrats, man.
So far we have Power Rangers and Rugrats here. The 90s are well represented today. I don't know about Has anyone got a Rocko's Modern Life or a Doug shirt that can rock it?
I got it right next to my Rocko Modern Life underwear.
What shirt was Eric wearing? I don't remember what he was wearing.
It was hilarious.
I want to see someone wear Doug shirts. Some Doug Funny, some Skeeter.
Okay, so enough of that. How would you actually, approach it in like a friendly way?
No,
come on in here.
If I kicked him out,
I
kicked him out for a reason.
He's probably a douchebag.
Yeah, and then if he's going to move a bar to town, I'm just going to sit back, be patient. If he was that big of a dick that I had to kick him out of the bar, he's going to be a dick to everybody else, and his business is going to go out anyway, so fuck it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
Just keep doing what
also,
I do.
Also, you would go over the top promotionally and put him out.
Oh, that's what I do.
You put the crunch on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
$2. Everything's $2. Come and get it.
5 cent beers.
Hell yeah. I trust me. I'd order a truckload, get a discount on volume. We'd be
Thursday nickel night.
Never trust a 5 cent beer. You never know what happens.
Coming from Brock.
Whitey knows. Whitey knows.
I've been to some pretty awesome establishments for 5 cent drinks.
Are those both?
Okay,
we'll do that later then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, taking a little
We're taking shots little here. We got shots.
Shots of Jackfire.
Jackfire. By the way, this is the Jack Bar.
Yeah.
It's Southwest Indy. It's on the wall. They got a award from Jack. Everyone knows a Jack.
Speaking of Jack.
Yeah.
We talked about Fireball versus Jackfire, and of course I sell a ton more Jackfire.
Oh, yeah.
But we need to do something with Liquor Luke.
Okay, well, grab a bandana, let's blindfold them, we'll do a blind taste test of Jackfire versus Fireball.
Right.
If you say
you
Fireball...
You need to put a blindfold on, just take his glasses off.
You're still trying to swallow his Jack... You're still trying to swallow his Jackfire shot. I think Liquor Luke's been at it too much today.
You really don't even need to
Namaste, Liquor Luke.
On.
Namaste.
Take your glasses off. You can't.
I know you're too quiet for too long.
I told my Jack rep, Mike Galvin, about this, so hopefully he listens to this.
It's upside down. It's feeling good upside down.
Yeah, you can't. This makes for really bad radio right now. We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Swallow that shot.
It's audio. No one cares about the visual.
There you go.
It's really let the beer go.
Yeah, I know.
Luke's actually naked right now.
Fireball is.
Oh,
God. Oh, God. Oh, my Lord.
That was good.
Saliva.
No.
That was good. It was good for me. All right.
So Fireball is for frat parties and little girls. Jackfire is for grown ass men and adults. All right. Yep. There's a big difference. So we're going to do Fireball versus Jackfire blind taste test.
I personally think that the Jackfire.
Oh, this song, come on, bandana, let's go.
Right, hold on.
I was just gonna, can't see it's a blind taste.
I'm just gonna personally say I like Jackfire better because that fucking Fireball, you can run that as antifreeze in your car. It's got so
Fireball
much
belongs
in
vehicles, not
no, you can't.
Yeah, you can. Have you tried it?
I've drank enough Fireball in my ears that if it was actually bad for you, I would have been dead by now.
Yeah, well, I've heard around town you're the coolest running mother around here.
Fireball. And that's,
Yeah, you're right.
Alright. Someone record this for the case.
Somebody.
Get a camera. Okay. You guys can't. Hold on. Wait, put it in your hand. You liquor Luke.
Your dick
liquor
meters Luke. Off.
Wait for the liquor Luke. Don't get ahead of yourself here, alright?
I'm going to throw up in my face.
Alright.
You can't come in at words. Sophisticated.
Alright. Put your hand out.
Right, Drew?
That's your first shot right there. Number one. Here we go. Number one. All right.
We're doing full shots, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not going to mess around half.
Jesus Christ.
You got a bucket, Mr. Case?
Yeah, get me a bucket.
Have you seen how much he drinks? He's not going to puke.
Oh, boy. Yeah, there he goes.
Like first one down?
All right. That's the first one. We know what it is. We're not going to say that was shot A.
Mm-hmm.
Sure takes him a long time to swallow, doesn't it?
Yeah, don't spit it out.
I do that because, like I said once before, that if I black out, I can at least remember the sweet tones and tasting.
It's not wine, it's fucking whiskey.
That right there is Fireball. Right?
You're positive.
I'm positive. All
right, take the next one.
Here's shot B. We'll see what you think. He said that was Fireball. All right, here's shot B. Put your hand out. Here's shot B. Here we go.
Like I know that one was Fireball because it's oily. It's got an oily, sweet flavor to it right away.
Here comes shot B. Here we go.
This is going to be like the shot that I yesterday.
Here it goes down.
Here we go. Shot B. He's taking it down. Here he goes.
Good.
Poor fucker. You'd be so drunk by the end of the show.
He was drunk when he got here.
All right. That was shot B. Which one do you think this one was? Oh, you're still swallowing it. Just tasting the notes.
Yes.
It's a fine 2016 blend. There you go.
Already planned that out. All
right, how's it going over there?
Can I get a water to...
No water.
Which one is that?
That's okay. I'll just drink my fucking tears over here then.
Which one was that? Second shot.
That was the Jack Fire.
Okay, which one is better, A or B?
B.
Jack Fire, you are correct, sir. Get him right there. Applause.
Yeah! Liquor Luke!
Liquor Luke knew what was going on right there.
And for the worst radio moments ever recorded. That would have been great on video.
We have it on video. If Howard Stern can give a lady an orgasm live in the air, we can do shots at a bar. It's okay. Yeah. We do.
That's true. For any of you that might be just tuning in, since this is recorded and you started from the very beginning, so you can't just tune in. We got Steven here. We got Travis here.
Morning.
We got Drew from the band Drew and Company. That's what they're calling themselves now.
Many bands of Drew.
Many bands of Drew. It's the 50 Shades of Drew. Drew Miller is in the house. How are you doing, Drew?
50 Shades of Drew. You'll put weird stuff in your butt.
Doing pretty good. You might have to speak up. I don't know if this thing will pick up your agile voice.
Oh, that's a good mic. We got it.
So are you guys excited to head back up to old Maine?
Yes and no.
Yeah? Are you gonna be up by the Bangor, Maine area? Oh, yeah. They got a lot of bars in that area.
Oh, they got a few.
So when you came to North Dakota, was it a weird transition with having just as many bars as Maine had?
Well, more than no trees. It's kind of like living on the moon.
That's what everyone says. Just no trees.
It's weird.
You know, getting drunk on the moon.
Yeah, pretty much.
That sounds delightful.
Which doesn't sound that bad.
During the oil boom, guys would come in here and be like, "Hey, where's all the women at?" I said, "If you go outside, there's a woman behind every tree." Yeah. There's no trees out there. No shit. Welcome to North Dakota.
And all of them can cook.
That's what my stepdad says.
Actually, anymore, most women sub 30, not good cooks. A lot of them aren't. There really isn't. There's a few. We're talking about you. There's a few that are, but not many that are. That's why you got to come down to the bar for the lunch special, Liquor Luke.
Yes. Oh, the lunch
specials. Monday through Thursday lunch specials. From 11 to 3, they're phenomenal, they're homemade.
Look at me and Brock, we're living proof.
So this week alone, they had a hot hamburger, tacos, turkey club sandwich, dirty ribs.
Those dirty ribs, folks, I'm telling you right now on Thursdays, come down for them dirty ribs because I'd never even heard of a dirty rib.
I was going to say, what is that?
Okay, dirty rib, get this.
it's a breaded, deep fried rib.
It sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
Yes. Right?
Yeah, it does sound really good.
It blew my mind because I thought when you smoke ribs, they're good enough. And then you batter them and you deep fry them. That's fucking heaven on a
in your
fingers.
That's a fat guy's dream.
That's heaven in your fingers. If you want to hold on to heaven, come in here on Thursday. You can hold on to heaven for a small price.
You hear yourself getting fatter when you eat them.
Oh, I always hear
the stretch marks are yelling.
Look, I think those shots took a little hit. It took a little one too punch.
Oh, and not really.
You look like Mayweather against the ropes right now.
I am ducking and dodging. Well, that's got
all
a little bit of my
ice is melted. Drink the
fuck. Well, yeah, but the ice is gone.
Look, what's in the glass?
Winter's coming. So I like when my ice melts in my drink because it's going to be cold enough here in
Vermont. Do we have Game of Thrones watchers here at the bar today?
To yeah,
to
I will watch it.
I watched one episode.
Can I tell you this right now?
Have you watched all of them? Are you catched up?
No, I caught up to season 7. I watched
seven seasons of this shit?
There's 7 seasons. Season 7 finale was on Sunday.
What's the way to go?
Season 7 finale was
read the books?
On Sunday.
That seems like a lot of work.
I read all the books.
Anything, if you all love it enough, put the work in.
Who has time to read fucking
work.
Books?
No, for real.
You should be at the bar. Who reads books?
We're going to PBR for you, Brock.
Whatever. You don't have time to read in the oil field or watch Netflix or any of those.
I don't even read my mail.
You can't do any of that shit.
I don't have time to sit and read shit. I got stuff to do.
Well,
I got shots to pour.
So, the season 7 finale was this Sunday. I haven't watched any of the season 7 at all.
Hashtag caution spoilers here.
No, I'm not going to say any spoilers. I'm just going to say the fact that it spoiled the fuck out of me because I only watched the season finale of season 7. I didn't watch anything
else. Why would you do that?
Because I'm hanging out with friends. Get this. I'm hanging out with friends. Getting all fucking liquored up. And then they go, hey, guess what's on tonight? And I was like, Dancing with the Stars? I don't fucking know. Well, whatever, you know. I don't know. I'm drunk most of the time. And Dancing with the Stars is on. So they go, no, Game of Thrones. Season finale. It's on tonight. Have you watched all of it? I said, no. They go, well, you better leave. And I don't like getting thrown out of parties. So
no one does.
In my own rebellion, I stayed there and watched the season finale. Gripping onto the sides of what left hair I have, going, what the fuck is going on here?
Why wouldn't you just leave?
Because then I feel like I got thrown
he's
out.
He's not leaving.
I brought booze, and they were kind enough. They were kind enough.
Let's get to the crux of the argument. There. You brought booze.
Yeah. You don't leave until the booze is gone. And then you get a cab to come get you, because we don't promote drinking and driving.
No road sodas.
No road sodas. None of them.
Bottle and throttle don't mix.
Nope. There's been too many times people have gotten into too much trouble over little bullshit.
Over women
don't
and liquor.
Sleep in your
women.
Pickup with the keys in it either.
Is that a story? This sounds like it needs a. It's got a story behind it. So, Sally.
Did you get a physical control over that? Actual physical control? Or?
It's got a DUI.
Oh! sleeping in the truck with the windows. Yeah. Up and the keys in the ignition.
You know,
wasn't on though. Wasn't turned on.
That's an actual physical control.
Yeah, it's because the keys are in the ignition.
Yeah, I tried to plead no contest. And he's like, I'm not gonna let you do that. And it's like, okay.
Damn.
Well.
Yeah. Well,
there used to be a time.
All I gotta say is I'm real glad I didn't hire a lawyer.
What shit?
I would have let you. No, I would have got the same fucking charge. Save yourself the money.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I got off pretty light.
Thank God we don't have any lawyers as sponsors, because that would have been a really shitty way to go into it.
Speaking of which, if you're a lawyer and want to sponsor the podcast, we are available. Give us a call.
So where can you find us? You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play. You can find us on Facebook. We got our own Facebook page, and we want to hear all your comments. We really do. We want to hear what you have to say about what we're talking about. Not only that, but give us some feedback on what you want to hear us talk about. And if you don't have Facebook, come right on down to the fucking bar and tell us what's going on. Just tell us right to my ugly face. Be like, hey, I don't like the fact you talk about gaming nerds. Man. And I'll be like, okay, bro.
That show sucks.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Why I say
I'll be
that.
Like,
you
hey.
Know what? Game of Thrones should be called Dragons and Titties, because that's all that show's about.
Dragons and titties?
Well, shit, I'm going to have to watch that.
A lot of people.
Actually, a lot of people would still subscribe.
My other podcast would call it Game of Virgins.
Ooh.
Yeah. Game of Nerds, Game of Virgins.
Tell us about your shopping experience this past weekend.
So, not this close. Last month, I went out with my daughter. I got a wonderful 3-year-old daughter that I love more than anything in the world. And her and I decided that we were going to take my dad, her grandpa, over to Shields in Bismarck. Love Shields. This isn't a spot to say, hey, Shields, come sponsor us. It's actually a spot to talk about how kids grow up way too damn fast. And sure as shit, here I am going along. I got my, you know, I'm a cool hip dad, so I got a large cappuccino macchiato fucking thingy, you know. Got my daughter on
dollar coffee.
Yeah, I got my daughter on my shoulders, and we're walking through Shields. And Shields is a big place, so I said, you know what, fuck it. I'm gonna let her run around. I'm gonna let her do her own thing, and it's gonna be great. I let her down, and I swear to God, it's like a gun didn't go off, but it's like a track gun went off, because she just started running and turning around and smiling and giggling. Well, Dad is out of shape. So she hangs
round,
her right.
Round
she,
is the shape.
Yeah, well, I'm okay. Round. So goes to the right. She books around the corner. We're in the ladies' like athletic wear. She books around the corner. I lose sight of her, so I grab my coffee and I just fucking chuck it, and it just landed all over. Yeah, all over the clothes, in shields. Yeah, landed all over them. So I get chased down. I get chased down by management and whatnot, and they're looking at me going, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I'm a worried parent, you know. Well, my daughter just jumps out of a clothes rack. Just jumps out, grabs onto me. I'm like, "Holy shit, you scared the hell out of me." And yeah, little kids are fast. They're fast. Don't ever let them get away from you. They grow up too fast. And my dad, he comes up. He's just got a smile on his face the entire time. And I look at him. I go, "Where were you to help me out?" You know what he said to me? He goes, "Well, you think it's pretty tough wrangling up one of them. Just think how I felt wrangling you and your two older brothers up." And I was like, we didn't. And then it dawned on me. We did do that to him. We used to hide in the clothes racks. We used to do all sorts of crazy shit. And that's the beauty of being a parent. Really, it is. How about you, Steven? You were in Bismarck recently. Did you do anything fun, exciting?
Which one do you want? Well, I think I ordered two hotel rooms on accident when I only needed one.
Wait, what? How does it even happen?
Say that back. I know, right?
I checked my... Well, first of all, me and Dayton. Dayton takes the knife, by the way.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me and him.
Good guy. Shout out to Dayton.
Not really remember getting to the hotel. Mm. We did take a taxi or an Uber or whatever, Lyft, whatever.
Whatever you want to call it. A safe ride, sure.
We got a safe ride home to where we don't remember where we were staying.
I dig that.
And I checked my account in the morning, and I got two separate charges for hotel rooms at the same hotel. And I was like, whoa.
At least they were at the same
hotel.
I really
hope whoever's sitting in that other room is happy because I paid for two of them. Well, it turns out,
no,
nobody was staying in that room. I just drunkenly ordered
two rooms. And one went vacant. Well, there was some poor...
Trying to get my money back.
Of course you
they
did.
They were very adamant about
they
not
weren't,
giving
They weren't about it.
Money.
They weren't having
new,
it.
New. Not even a little bit.
Here's one. Acid Cuba.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you just heard Acid Cuba. This is... I don't know, Barnow is the... It's the premier cigar bar in Southwest North Dakota. The only one that has a humidor with exclusive... Not exclusive, but... High-end cigars. We're
this
talking
is the only.
Cigars.
This is. I don't mean to cut you off. I think this is the only fucking bar that I know of around this area that not only sells cigars, but has the presentation and the knowledge to tell you about them.
Yeah.
I'm not a cigar smoker myself. Like I was talking to Mike earlier. I love the culture and the idea and like sitting around with four or five dudes doing the coolest thing ever. No, it doesn't sound gay at all. Because you're chiefing up and having a blast. I mean, old movies, all the cool guys with their fedoras and the cigars, raging boners probably, you don't know. But what you do know is that it was fucking cool. These guys, Mike, he'll tell you everything you need to know about cigars. Brock here, he's a big, what's that word? Aficionado.
Aficionado. Aficionado.
Yeah.
Warm whiskey, full of beer, and premium cigars.
Yeah, and you talk to either one of these guys, and they'll give you an earful of some of the best knowledge on this shit.
This is the cigar that my buddy got me.
You've had the acid cigar before?
This is the same cigar, the same flavor that one of my buddies got me for when my daughter was born.
True. So are you a cigar smoker?
I have in the past.
Well, what do you think of cigars? Like, is it something cool to use?
Good ones are good.
Yeah.
Bad
ones are bad.
Yeah.
Cool, man. That's
the White Owl ones. Those weren't so good, but yeah.
You gotta show them.
I enjoy a good one, but
White Owls are only good for rolling blunts.
Yeah.
Whoa! Yes.
We brought up Dirty Ribs earlier. Is anybody gonna try them?
Ooh, yes, definitely. You guys need to try these Dirty Ribs. We got them out. I tell you what.
So
might not make the best radio.
A little more about cigars, really quick, is you know. A lot of guys think cigars are like something your grandpa does, like your grandpa, you know, the old school cigars, the Romeo and Juliet's, you know, the old leather suits, scotch glass. Drew Estates rips the whole script up in cigars. He says, you know what, cigars are for everyone, we're trying cool shit, we're trying off the wall shit. That's where the assets come from. So Drew Estates is, Idle Bar is now officially a Drew Diplomat, they're on the app.
Yes.
You can log in, get points, check it out. Come down, great selection, more coming. There's not a better cigar selection in the area than I'm a bar at right now. It's,
which ones are coming this week?
You're getting the Ambrosia Nectars, which are a really nice honey cigar. Great smoke. Right now they have the acids. They have all three Deadwood cigars, Fat Bottom, Betty, Sweet Jane, Crazy Alice.
The yummy bitches.
The tobacco are the older. So
the yummy bitches.
A lot of good stuff here. If you want to smoke, come to the IDK. They got
They're called the yummy bitches.
That's amazing.
That's the three. The three of them are called the three sisters.
And
of
we
the
carry
tobacco.
All three.
Yep. Good stuff.
Cigars are where it's at.
How's the dirty rib? We got food here.
Damn good.
Yeah?
What would you, when you first bit into it, what's the first thing that came to mind?
Stretch marks.
About sounds right.
I don't fit all this in.
Flavor profile's there. I don't even have to eat into one. I know it's there because I still remember the last one. Biting into a dirty rib for the first time is like kissing your first, you know, sweetheart. It's like, being a part of something that has never happened before, and I truly enjoy it. Truly enjoy it. Beats the shit out of, you know, ham and cheese sandwiches, I'm telling you that right
or
now.
Or McDonald's. Remember we had a little conversation
Yeah, well, we had a little
McDonald's
conversation
today,
about McDonald's. Mike, I don't want to throw them under the bus.
Tell them McDonald's when he first bought the bar.
McDonald's.
And the fryer went out?
Come on, Mike, throw it out there. You mentioned
so
McDonald's.
First bought the bar. Okay.
Yeah.
We decided we needed some food. So I bought a deep fryer, perfect fry fryer.
This is like September, and you bought a bar like in May.
September, yeah. How many years ago now?
Yeah, 11.
11
I
years.
I had the bar
okay.
for about 6 months.
Okay.
And Brock comes in and says, hey, Brock, I bought a deep fryer. He said, oh, we got to fry some food. I'll be right back. He comes back from Walmart with, I'm not exaggerating, 12 bags of tater tots, cheese sticks, mushrooms, anything you could deep fry, anything.
He took the deep fry aisle and threw it in the back of his hoopty.
Absolutely. So after that night, it was a couple nights later, and Brock comes in and says, oh, I can't do deep fried food, but the McRib's back. I said, oh, I love the McRib. So Brock said, I'll be right back. He ran to Dickens.
The fryer went out that night, and you had a packed bar. You needed food.
So you guys overworked
That's
the fryer.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Brand new fryer.
Yep.
You guys overworked the shit out of it.
You got a packed bar. It was dark night in there, or something, pool night, something like that. And he goes, we need food. Everyone's hungry. He gives me $50. Goes go to Dickinson. Go to McDonald's and buy the dollar menu.
I gotta feed my customers. I'm hungry.
Yeah, of course. pack fucking bar. Of course.
Deep fried fries and shit.
Man.
So we go to town. We get McChickens, McDoubles, value fries, and like five McRibs.
Five McRibs.
And we get back, and I'm wearing, I think I was wearing like a white sweater at the time, or a creamy a barbecue sauce all over the sweater. My face is covered in rib sauce. And I had to eat them.
What are they?
They're so good.
Dirty ribs.
I love the McRib. Who doesn't love the McRib? Everyone loves McRib.
It's pretty good. They're really good.
It is a staple. It is a staple. Is it true? Is it true that in certain areas in the United States, McRib is year round? Is that a true thing? Does anyone know?
I talked to Mike Kelly.
Let's move
there. He owns McDonald's and Dickinson and Williston. And I asked Mike, because I'm a fat guy and I like the McRib.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what's going on? When's it coming back? He said, Mike, the true story behind the McRib is the reason it's limited time, they actually run out of pork.
Really?
They can't supply
That's not real pork.
Bullshit.
That's what I got to read here. That's what the owner of McDonald's
You
told
heard
me.
It here first. They run out of
they
artificial
actually
pork.
They run out of artificial pork.
The labs can't, you know, manufacture it fast enough.
How do you run out of stuff you're making?
I don't know, man. It's like saying, how do you run out of shows to watch on Netflix?
I get supply and demand, but...
I never run out of Jack Daniels.
I'll tell you that.
That
you're
That's true.
Physically making.
Or PBR.
I canceled my Netflix subscription.
Why? You canceled your
I wasn't Netflix? Using it. I wasn't watching anything on there.
What the fuck?
I use my mom's.
Show your hands. Yeah.
I use someone else's.
The real story is out.
Yeah.
Hey,
my whole family uses my mom's.
Yeah. There's a reason why they give you different tabs.
All right, for $3, slide into our DMs. We'll give you a Netflix password.
Yeah. Jump right into them DMs.
Slide into the DMs.
Speaking of DMs, I'm not a big Twitter guy. I mean, I don't think I've ever...
I don't use Twitter.
It's more
Twitter.
Social media than anything.
You know, so right now we have a Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
Do we need to get into the Twitter, Instagram kind of thing?
Maybe that's something we should ask our listeners. If they want us to jump on Twitter to give us instant feedback, that'd be great.
Well, just so they know, we're fucking lazy, so we don't want to do a whole lot of Facebook's about... I mean,
drunken Twitter is...
Liquor Luke's not allowed to touch
anything. Is drunken Twitter like drunk dialing? Is drunken Twitter like drunk dialing? Is that a thing?
That would be probably disastrous.
You really shouldn't drink and social media at the same time.
Oh, fuck. Well, then I can't social media at all, if that's the case.
You gotta
take the whole fucking thing away from me.
You need
I got the gram. I got the gram. I got one
this
follower.
On the gram because people want to hear.
I got the gram.
I got the gram. Idiot. Listening.
I got Teddy grams. I got the golden grams, and I got the Instagram. I got all the grams.
What about
all of them?
Heather Graham?
Two of them. Ooh. I use. Ooh, boogie nights. Oh, boogie nights.
Look,
come
where's
on,
that guitar?
Guys. Oh, the guitar's in the truck. Hey, Drew.
Drew.
You want to go grab my guitar out of the truck?
Sure, sure.
We got Drew Millett. Like I said before, he's been talking here.
You guys
going to
play or you get some live on the
podcast? Yeah, we're going to have Drew play a couple of live songs and bullshit with him a little bit. He's a good buddy of ours and good buddy of the show. He's
played many times at the bar.
He's played many times.
We're
going to
miss him.
Played many times at a lot of different places. He's really going back to Maine. And good for him. You know, he's found a good opportunity out there.
You can't say
anything against that, really. When opportunity strikes, that's something that you got to take part in. So, just how I look at it, anyhow.
Luke, are you going to get a band going and start playing with Addie K?
I think if I'm approached by the right people, sure. Yeah.
The IDK boys!
The IDK boys? You guys want to tell me what's going on with the IDK boys?
You were here, we talked about it.
I might have been a little drunk, though. I mean, shit, the other day, a good friend of mine, he said, hey, I'm going to give you $300 for that guitar. Isn't that what we agreed on? I said, which fucking guitar? He goes, your Gretsch, your electric? I said, sure. He goes, no, we talked about this a few times already. And I still don't remember it, but he's going to get that guitar. Well, shout out to Trevor.
That happens.
Yeah, buddy. Play the shit out of that. But yeah, the IDK boys, right? Is that the name of the...
It's going to be our
Luke
house band.
House band here.
Luke, Brock.
Brock, yeah. We're going to play all the greatest and latest when it comes down to reggae jams.
Playing B-sides.
B-sides?
The thing is, this is how George in the Jungle started.
For those that don't know about George in the Jungle, Joe's that might be listening right now.
There's a lot that do know about George in the Jungle.
Let the people that
a
don't
group
know.
Of my buddies, good friends, come out and they say, hey, we're starting a band, and we suck.
No, true story.
All right, fucking great. Perfect. They said, we need a place to practice. I said, it's Sunday nights, bar slow, come in, do it at 9 o'clock. Linda!
What's cracking?
Come on in! Say hi. Come on right up here.
Okay.
Say hi to the world.
Say we gotta say hi to Linda, and then I'll tell you the story. Say hi, Linda.
Hey, guys.
What are you drinking?
What do you want to drink?
Coldest Bud Light you can
find. Coldest Bud Light. My beer is colder than your ex-husband's heart.
Oh.
I don't know if that's
even a real thing.
There you are. Okay, so back to George and Jungle Joe's. They want to play out here, and they need a place to practice. We set them up on Sundays. Got about 10 people in the bar. They start playing. 15 minutes later, we have 0 people in the bar.
So the next week,
I'm telling people I got this band practicing 9 o'clock Sundays. Come check them out. Yeah. They're not great, but they're funny. They're fucking hilarious. Come out, check them out. We got 10 people in the bar. The next Sunday, we got 20 people in the bar. 3 months later, I have one in, one out at the bar. It was absolutely mad.
You couldn't find a seat in here.
It was crazy. There were cars up and down the streets, and we had the time of our lives. In fact, we had so much fun that the city came in and said, no more bands on Sundays. You're done. We're taking your liquor
pants and taking
I said, are you serious?
It was like Footloose.
I have a picture of the contract over there in that drawer where it says, you have to sign this or you're not getting your liquor license. No more entertainment on Sundays. I said, are you out of your mind? We got people that need to sleep. I said, I got people that need to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Long story short, I signed the fucking contract. So now we have bands every other day except for Sundays.
Yeah.
But yeah, what a madhouse. We have pictures of Brock laying on the pool table with chili in his belly button.
Dancing with girls
on the pool table. I have pictures of the band on the tables. I have one guy dressed up in a banana suit, Johnny McDaniels.
Shit.
The good old days.
Just so you're aware, I'm Liquor Luke. We're doing a little podcast in here now.
Mercy and I walked in right
now. Yeah, but no,
it's for everyone. It's for the patrons of the bar. It's for everyone.
Damn Bud Lights in all of South Hart, all of North Dakota, I hear damn near. Can't really say
Thanks
that.
Thanks for obliging.
Oh, absolutely. How cold is it? Make your teeth chatter? Make your toes curl? Make Luke look pretty?
She takes a good long drink, looks right at me, and she goes, I don't think that's a possibility.
Shot of tequila, Luke gets real pretty. Shot of Jack Daniels, it's and he's really dropped dead gorgeous.
Yeah, it's I'm looking like Brad Pitt from Legend of the Fall after a few drinks.
That's a very obscure Brad Pitt reference to go with.
Oh, he's got a beard in that
Montana,
one.
Too, you know, I guess. Yeah. Fly fishing.
Hell yeah.
No, that's the river runs through it, isn't it?
No, river runs through it. It's Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon.
What?
That's true.
You sure about that?
Yeah, that's the one where they are. Yeah, I'm thinking of Legends of the Fall where, you know, it's him and his dad, Anthony Hopkins, and his brother. Ah, shit. can't remember what the hell the other guys' names are, but they're pretty popular actors. And it's where he goes to war with his brother and he comes back and their younger brother dies. Spoiler alert. And
If a movie's over 20 year olds, there's no spoiler alert needed. People should watch it by now.
Yeah, might be some listeners here that are like 21 years old, never heard of it.
Well, it's their fault for not.
Just watched Despicable Me and still raving about that, but never heard of it.
right.
So.
That's a classic.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Rootin' tootin'.
Yeah, but I'm from Idaho, so.
What part of Idaho are you from?
Clint Eastwood area.
Not from Ekalak. What part of, are you up by the quarter lane
I'm
there?
I'm from Nampa.
Oh, okay.
Nampa, Boise.
That's a beautiful area, I've heard. When I lived down in Wyoming, everyone used to say, go up to Boise. I was like, why the fuck would I go up to Idaho?
Boise or Boise? How do you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Oregon.
Oregon.
I call it Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon.
Is that right? New Orleans or Nolens?
Colorado or
Colorado? New Orleans.
It's Colorado.
North Dakota or North Dakota?
North Dakota. It's North Dakota.
North.
No one says it the way I said it just now?
Northeast.
No, I've never heard anyone ever say that. I've been here for 32 years.
No one says it's North Dakota.
It's Conifla. Conifla soup. Borsk.
Borsk.
No, not even close.
Borsk soup. It's a good time.
So, Luke, what's in the glass, Luke? What are you drinking today?
Actually,
what are you not drinking? You're nursing whatever it is.
I need a different drink.
It looked like a little
a different drink. It's Jack Water. I can just add ice to it, and it's still Jack Water.
I need a delicious Jack. Something else. So winter. Give me that winter stuff.
All right.
Winter's coming. You know, it's just around the corner, Linda. I know.
You don't want this stuff.
I should.
So,
Lucas,
those of you listening, Linda just
liquor. Luke, what did you think about the Fantastic Fight Saturday night?
We talked about that. You were bartending.
I was bartending. I didn't hear your opinion.
See, now I need to catch up on the clips. I've heard wonderful things about how McGregor hung in there. Mm-hmm. He came out rip-roaring.
First four rounds.
Yeah, he was really
I thought it was
going
great.
To it. Going to it. But then as he trailed off, I heard as the post-fight, he was talking about, I was just getting a little tired, but I've been a little tired before. They shouldn't have shut me down. That's, you know, I was just a little fatigued. It wasn't I was out on my feet. I was fatigued. Right. Well,
the other side is when it's too much, he's just brain dead because he's been getting hit for fucking 10
exactly.
minutes straight.
But when I looked online on Twitter, because I personally do have a Twitter.
Oh, you do have a Twitter.
I do have Twitter. I never tweet.
You just said you don't tweet. You don't.
No, I don't tweet.
Why do you have a Twitter?
So I can follow my wrestlers. So I can follow my old wrestlers. I just fan mail them.
So you're a
them.
Twitter creeper.
I'm a tweeper.
You're
a creeper.
It tastes
good.
It does it really.
They went out to go have a cigarette. Oh, yeah, they went out to smoke a cigarette.
He's fiending for one. You're fiending, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm fiending for one.
We're recording a podcast. Welcome,
I know.
Welcome to Traded Content. I'm working here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm starting to have fucking sweats over here.
Bang it out.
Smoking a cigarette.
Bang it out.
Okay, so there is your Jack Daniel's winter.
Oh, boy.
Cool.
This is your third shot of Jack in an hour.
It's really sweet smelling. It's got like a crisp, like apple sort of scent to it.
Describe to listeners, there you go.
Which makes sense because in wintertime you think of like, you know,
apple cider.
Yeah, apple cider, apple crisp, things of that nature for dessert. Let's give her a shot and see how she tastes.
Let's go.
And in the meantime, if Linda would
just
tell
me,
are you gonna? Are you doing one with me?
I'm gonna do a little weenie one.
Oh shit! I wish they wouldn't have given me the little weenie ones. I'm the one talking on here. And they're going to get me all fuckered up. This is great. So, Brock, in the meantime, why don't you tell us about your Monday and Tuesday. How'd those days go for you? What'd you do?
Pretty low-key. Worked on some contracts, talked to some brides, edited some podcasts, got things going on the internet.
Probably still cleaning up your yard from Saturday.
Yeah, pretty much. The yard actually wasn't that bad. We had 40 people over Saturday for the fight. We cleaned most of it up Saturday night. All your lawn chairs are my
shit.
You know, I could.
You have like half your dog in my house.
Oh, yeah, I brought it all on the golf cart and I got you a garbage can.
Yeah, thank you. That came in handy.
You know, I could tell that everybody's at your house for the fight because I came back to the bar afterwards and everybody's at your house for the fight.
Yeah, there's no one at the bar. It was IDK South for one and all.
Drink or down?
Drew's back.
We're going to drink the rest of it.
Well, before we get into Drew strumming along and singing in a song, hey, Brock. And Mike, do you guys think that Mayweather and McGregor, you think they changed the game when they decided to do this super fight? Do you think there's going to be more super fights? Do you think maybe McGregor might not jump back into the UFC and might ask for another super fight.
He asked for another super fight.
Who else is worthy of a super fight?
Oh, that guy that was in the Rocky movie that fought Rocky when he was old. What's his fucking name?
Apollo Creed?
No, not Apollo Creed. The other Rocky one when he was old.
There's not many showmen out there like McGregor or Mayweather.
I think Arnold Schwarzenegger should take him on.
That's Travis. That's a very interesting approach. That guy's an interesting approach. Sylvester Stallone.
The Expendables 4.
Luke, you gotta try this one.
If anything, Sylvester Stallone and
finish that shot. I got another one for you.
Jack Daniels. What is this?
This thing. Red Dog. Little Limited Supply. Red Dog. Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels. Red Dog. Not to be confused. Red Dog.
Just give me a little tidbit in the bottom.
Bottles are numbered. It's a limited supply. Of course we have it.
This is JD Red Dog. Here we go.
Where's the? Is this just exclusive to your bar?
No, they have it everywhere, but it came out of limited supply. But we have an abundance.
What's special
of it.
About the Red Dog? What's
number? Just said limited run, and it's a little stronger Jack Daniels than normal. The proof is the same, but it's stronger. Got a bite.
Got a little bit of flavor profile.
Flavor.
Let's see that bottle, Kate. Let me see that bad boy quick. So let's tell what's going on here.
This is 86 proof, which is the same as Jack Daniels.
The Red Dog Saloon, established in 1892, is the more mysterious of the two Jack Daniels original Lynchburg saloons. No photographs of it exist, but if it was anything like its sister watering hole, the White Rabbit Saloon, the house is packed with cornet music, camaraderie, and conversation. Sounds like that on a bar.
Sounds exactly like that. Yeah. If you started brewing liquor around here, you could put that exact same fucking thing on your bottle.
So essentially, the two saloons in Lynchburg originally, the White Rabbit and the Red Dog Saloon, they're special blends for the 125 made after those.
Right.
There you go. There you go.
I have the White Rabbit.
Yeah. You're trying Red Dog right now.
Yes.
How is it? You know, oh boy.
Is that the is winter 80%?
One? 86% or 86 proof of love.
I'll tell you right now, it smells pungent.
Regular Jack's 80 proof, that's
like it's been sitting in a barrel for longer, and I get the same notes like off the smell of it as I would a single barrel.
This smells very caramely.
Yeah, it's got like single barrel has that same thing, but single barrel is very smooth afterwards, and I'm hoping, and my throat and stomach are hoping that it's just as smooth. If it's not, Linda, you might have to jump the fuck out of the way just because it's gonna start spewing out at you.
Well,
hey, at least it's your way.
If you're gonna spew, you're gonna spew into this.
You know what it'll do is I'll duck it and it's gonna hit this.
It's gonna hit Drew right before he plays us a limerick. I tell you what,
Drew,
are you ready to play a little limerick for us while I take this shot?
Well, I don't know about daring, but I can start warming up.
Yeah, why don't you start warming up?
Start playing now, so when he cues me up to hear it.
Yeah,
I'm a gagger.
Yeah, it's not gonna be good.
All right, here we go.
Like anyone else?
Here's the JD Red Dog review. JD Red Dog. Swish it, taste it, love it, experience it. What do you think?
It's like he's drinking wine every
time.
Yeah,
every time.
I can't hold shit in my mouth.
It's a JD connoisseur.
Do that with blackberry brandy. It's awesome.
That is the smoothest. I'm not even joking.
See, and I thought I had a little.
That is the smoothest because you guys always say, "Well, why do you hold it in your mouth that long?" It's got to do something with the fact that. If I shoot it down, there's a gag reflex. There's no gag reflex there. Even beforehand, I have to take a nice breath in, get the flavor to come through like a wine almost. And then before you know it, it's down. That was smooth.
I'm glad you.
I recommend every single fucking person that comes in here.
I just thought it was a little bit stronger.
That's just Jack Daniels, or was that a special kind?
It's a Red Dog.
Red Dog.
Oh, Red Dog.
Jack Daniels Red Dog, special limited edition.
Yeah, limited edition.
Anniversary.
That was really, really smooth.
Sweet.
That's probably, and I'm a big single barrel fan because how smooth it is and how it has a lot of the Jack Daniels flavor without the bite that will come at the beginning of a regular Jack Daniels. Some guys like that bite. Some guys live for that bite.
Right,
that's
right.
Why they take Jack Daniels over a different whiskey or a different bourbon. Bourbons are known for their bite. So I get why they do that, but I just like a really nice smooth. And I tell you
barrel,
what.
When you buy a single barrel,
You buy the whole barrel.
What you can do is you can taste different barrels.
Oh, really?
And you pick the one that you want, and that's the one they will bottle. So a lot of the single barrels don't taste the same.
Nope.
You can actually pick the barrel you want, and that's what's in your bottle.
Whether you want it to have
how much does one of those barrels go for? I guess it depends on
where
you get it out of.
Right. 10 grand.
Yeah, they're right around 8 to 10 grand, yeah.
Wow.
And
get some guys to go in. A barrel has how many?
You can buy a quarter barrel, so you could four of us could go and buy a barrel. We could put Liquor Luke on one, IDK Mike on one, Brock
Lighter
Demon on one.
I wonder if the wonder if we could get any sponsors out there to sponsor us to get a barrel of whiskey.
Maybe some Tracy Twos.
What would you do with the whole barrel of whiskey?
What would I do?
Give it away!
I'd give it away. I'm a man of charity. I don't know if you know me long, but I'm the type of guy that will hand out drinks left and right, and then if I pass out on somebody's couch, I guess that's karma. You know? That's just karma working in its best way. I do like to pass out on people's couches.
Yes, you do. Yeah, I can attest to that.
Yeah,
you sure do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beans in the beard, eat up.
Yeah, I almost died from the beans in the beard. Almost died from that.
We were barbecuing at my house.
Tell the story, please.
I made some brats. And we...
Oh, man down.
Man down.
Nice save. Nice
man
save.
Man down.
And he saved his drink.
He's over there.
We're going to send almost...
Don't worry about him. Grab his drink. Let him fall.
Almost had a slip in.
Well, anywho.
Goddamn gravity. So we were barbecuing.
What time is it? 4:00? And you've nicely done.
4:01 on the button. We were barbecuing at the house. We made brats, and I made some beans in the grill. And I put them like in a tin loaf, because that's how it works. It's clean, throw it away, you're done.
Yep.
We get done, we have leftovers. Liquor Luke grabs the loaf of beans, the tray, and he starts eating them straight up by himself. He gets some in his beard. He tries to suck the beans out of his beard. Almost chokes to death.
Almost, yeah. Almost I jumped up off the couch.
Shit. I thought he was
jumped
dying.
Up off the couch. I jumped into the kitchen.
I was
and
puke
I'm
out.
Dying.
I thought he was going to puke.
And he
all
thought
of
I was
going to
puke everywhere. And I'm just like running water on my face, all over my beard, trying to get him out. Because one tried to kill me. Just think of what the other ones would have did. You know what I'm? They would have ganged up. Fuck, it wouldn't have been good.
I tell you what, old Drew.
Don't you hate it when you're like.
If you wouldn't mind coming over here and playing us out on the
warm water
on the outro here,
and you're throwing up all over yourself.
Friends hate you. Drew, what are you playing for us, buddy?
Yeah, what are you gonna bestow upon us? You can sit right here.
My friends hate me when they're trying
Drew's
to
gonna take
shove crackers down my throat
he's
because they thought I was a parrot.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the live and colorful. Well, it's going to be
semi-live
and colorful. I don't know bar pubcast with old Liquor Luke, old Brocky Balboa. We got the proprietor himself, the owner,
the old barkeep,
Mike Sticka. We had special guests on here, old Sally, old T to the Ravis, and now we got Drooby Dooby Doo playing us out. This is old Liquor Luke, and I'm cashing out, folks.
Tall, could've used a few pounds. Top hats, points all well known. She was a dark hill beauty, deep green eyes, and points of her own, sending way up high.
Sorry.
Well, firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. In the backseat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clue. Working on line news, trying to make some front page driving news. Working on line news, summertime. Searching for some high in the sky somewhere. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could. Backseat the alley, all the trust it would. I used her and she used me, and neither one cared. We weren't getting our share. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on nine moves. Sometimes. Oh, I remember. Waiting on a 62. Funny how the night moves. Soon seem to have as much to lose. Funny how the night moves. Autumn cold.
Woo! Give it up!